Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Hi there, welcome to my channel. Now we shall be taking a recap of all the 12 basic signs of zodiac, starting with Aries and going up till Pisces. This is an introduction to it. If you are new to my channel, don't forget to subscribe and share these videos. These are all educational videos, and we shall discuss more deep dive into Navamsha later on. But these are the basic approaches. I've always found it useful to first capture the basic approach. Always have these rules in mind. Ascendant sign, all the significations of the ascendant, where the lord of the ascendant is placed, be it D1, D9, D10, any of the divisional charts. That's the first step. That's what your soul is searching for. Number two, house placement. The sign has the quality of that house. If Aries is placed in fifth house, so the quality of the fifth house now takes on Aries kind of energy. That's why we have to cover it in energetic terms. With respect to the planet or ruler of that house, this assigns the quality to the house. Okay, whichever sign and whichever house placement, that's what we are talking about. So second is the house placement. So the order in which you cover this is house as the area of life, fifth house being education, children, your love and romance, that kind of thing, right? Area of life. Sign assigns as a quality and nakshatra as a refinement of that quality. Basic rule, okay? Follow this everywhere. Because as we tend to go deeper and deeper into astrology, we tend to forget some basic rules. The fourth step is check the relationship between the houses 2, 12, 3, 11, 4, 10, which I've already covered in this playlist, okay? That comes the fourth step. So follow this step-by-step approach, and we will never go wrong in our approach to handling the natal or the Navamsha or the Jaimini Karakas, which will come later on. Alright? Now we come to the final sign of Pisces, the 12th house, or where it normally sits in the 12th house. So we'll talk about 12th house and Pisces interchangeably. This is the graduation of Jupiter starting from Sagittarius. It culminates in Pisces. What's the difference between these two? Jupiter in Sagittarius, was all about laws, rules, regulations. It was still formulating ways to live, still forming governance, still forming laws, rules, policies, regulations regarding religion, regarding all kinds of higher education, and so on and so forth. So that's the energy of Jupiter in Sagittarius. It's the energy of religion in Sagittarius. But in Pisces, it is a letting go of everything. In Pisces, it's a test of true faith. You got to make this distinction and understand this difference between the two Jupiters we have. Both are dual signs. Both have duality strongly in them. The act of surrendering is in Pisces. The act of not knowing what your religion is, what your God is, what your anything is, what is anything in this world. The act of true humility comes in Pisces. The act of true surrender comes in Pisces. Not in any other sign. It's the last of the signs. It's probably the most misunderstood, because the common interpretation is of losses. Well, what are you going to do with all the energy, money that you have? Anyway, it has to go away, right? We don't take anything with us on the other side. So Pisces tends to have an energy of loss of trust, loss of ego, loss of everything, loss of energy. That's why it is considered bedroom life. or the sign of your sexual energy being spent. Everything being spent is Pisces. Everything subconscious, deeply held, strong ego structures getting dissolved is Pisces. Okay. I talked earlier about Pisces as the ocean. It's like where everything finally ends. Pisces is something like Tao Te Ching. I don't know if you have read about it, but Tao Te Ching is the energy of Pisces. If you want to ever read that, there's a good recitation of the book by Dr. Wayne Dyer. You can look it up. It's there on YouTube. If you want to understand the energy of Pisces, of letting go, read the Tao Te Ching. That's the best example I have seen. From start to end, I have seen Pisces in that whole writing. It's just Pisces 101 in that book. So it is compassionate, superstitious, faith, surrender, trust. Most of all, it is surrender and trust, like I said. So all these karakas you see in the yellow box, put any planet sitting in there, will have that energy. You have to leave it to go. Let go and let God is Pisces. It is about spending. Whatever is earned in Aquarius is spent in Pisces. Whatever is earned in second house is spent in Pisces. Because whatever you are earning is essentially energy from the outside world. You didn't bring anything with you. Either by luck or by whatever, you have got inheritance or you have got knowledge, wealth and everything that according to your karmas plays out, and you will be using it, you will be spending it. Therefore, Pisces becomes your spending capacity. Because what will you spend if you don't have anything, right? So good Pisces will give you a good spending capacity. People who have a lot of money, not necessarily they are going to spend it. Miserly people. Malefics in Pisces will have less spending capacity. They tend to hold on to things. Rahu in Pisces will have very great difficulty letting go. Saturn in Pisces, great difficulty in letting go. Because these two planets tend to hold on to things. Ketu in Pisces or 12th house does very well. Because it is a natural sign of letting go. Jupiter, Venus, Moon will do very well in 12th house in Pisces. Because they let go of things. They let it go, let it go. That's what the planet in Karaka is teaching you. That's one thing you got to remember. Pisces is the true sign of wealth because in order to have spend some of the money, you need to have that money in the first place. Right? Pisces is where it all dissolves. It is also the sign of independent decision making. Remember the opposite sign to Pisces, Virgo, 6 and the 12. Virgo was all about following orders. If more planets are in Virgo for you, you are more better suited to being an employee. If you have more planets sitting in the 12th house and Pisces, wherever it is, you are more of an independent decision maker. I will take decisions on my own. Therefore, it makes for good entrepreneurs, self-employed people. That's another thing about Pisces you got to remember. Third is, it is about sleep. It is about your resting place. It is about your bedroom. It is about your unconscious mind where we drift off into sleep. Unconscious mind comes in and we have dreams. It's about dreams. It's about isolated places, being in isolation. Whenever the dasha of this Pisces or planet in Pisces or the lord of the 12th house is running, you tend to get isolated. You want to go within yourself. The reason for isolation is to, universe is asking you to go within, to become centered within yourself. When you are cut off from people, essentially. Pisces is about feet, the last place. Now this is where it gets a little more in Vedic tradition. If you have ever seen the picture of Lord Vishnu and Goddess Lakshmi pressing his feet while he is lying down and resting on Sheshnag, the serpent, divine serpent, the goddess of wealth is pressing the feet of Vishnu. That's Pisces. That's a depiction of Pisces at its best. That's Venus being exalted in Pisces and all the wealth shown as Mother Earth, which is being at the feet of Lord Vishnu. That is showing Pisces to you and nothing else. All the wealth is there. That's why Venus is exalted in Pisces, because all the wealth you get is for giving away, finally. people should understand this about wealth. It's not about donating stuff all the time. It's the intent with which you do it. Everything is in the intent. Complete focus on activity also Pisces will give you. This is why it might be difficult or challenging with malefics here to let go of stuff. If you put Rahu here, okay, or if you put even Uranus here, it makes you focused highly on that activity. Since Virgo, the opposite house, stands for everything in local work, Pisces, opposite to it, stands for foreign lands, foreign settlement. These days it's a craze, especially Indians are crazy after going abroad and settling there. So foreign lands and settlement is shown in the 12th house in the sign of Pisces. They can be highly artistic and devotional. This is the devotional sign of Jupiter. That's why Venus is exalted there. It's about refined devotion. It's about the graduation of love, you might say. The highest graduational point, because it's Sattva, Dual and Male, comes in Pisces. It's love that transcends into devotion. And this might be inclined to long distance travel and settling in foreign places. This is all the energy of Pisces. You can apply it to this Karakas, where whatever planet is sitting in your Pisces, and you can know about it. Planets here take on the energy of letting go. Whatever planet is sitting here, you need to let go of that stuff. You need to let go of leaving things, leaving those kind of people. Sun in Pisces, just stop being so attached to your father. Just let things happen as they happen. Let things happen with the government. I'm talking the personal significations. Moon in Pisces, let go of your mother. Let God handle whatever happens to the mother. Letting go of that. Mars, letting go of brother. Mercury, letting go of kids. Jupiter, letting go of your gurus and teachers. Venus, letting go of your spouses. They'll be very independent type. They are not going to listen to you, although your focus will be on that. This is the challenge Pisces is throwing at you. You have to let go of that planet signification. Then it starts working. It's the other way around. In Virgo was the highest exaltation of Mercury, right? You used all your intellect. We saw that in Virgo. In Pisces, it's the opposite. No amount of your intellectual knowledge or whatever you've gathered up in terms of knowledge is going to help you there. You have to let go of all of that stuff. That's why it becomes a difficult sign. It's a benefic. Jupiter here focuses on charity, giving away to people, letting go of possessions, relationships, knowledge, etc., money, for other people, for the greater good of everything. We are all here as people in this society, as units. Everything is serving us. People forget that the clothes that they are wearing, the food they are getting, the vehicles that they drive, everything is given by somebody else. That's the contribution to you. If you're sitting here watching a YouTube channel, remember, everything that is gifted to you, nothing is yours. Pisces will improve if you focus on finally giving things away. Living form of giving, that is Pisces. Ruled by Jupiter, this is the highest exaltation of Jupiter on the feminine side, the devotional side, where true wealth is received, revealed. Your spending capacity, like I said, we'll focus on this in the 12 ascendants, is from Pisces only. You can spend only if you have the wealth. We call it losses. I don't know why. It's just whatever wealth you have to spend it somewhere. Finally, are you going to spend it, or is somebody else, one of these Karakas, going to spend it? Is your father going to spend it, mother going to spend it, brothers, kids, Jupiter's kids, Mercury is also kids? Is your spouse going to spend it? Are you going to spend up in your work? End up donating to other people. Where is your wealth going to go? Finally, all charity, all giving away, either by compulsion or by force or by willful, that choice is up to you. That's why that's duality. How you spend, where you spend, whether you spend voluntarily or it is snatched away from you, is Pisces. Now let's see the 12 ascendants, and we look at that. With respect to your bedroom, what pictures you put in your bedroom, that's where Pisces can improve, and where you're spending what energy, depending on ascendants. Starting with the Aries ascendant, it has gone to the 12th house itself, Pisces. Yes? Now, we always have to start with the ascendant. What is the drive of the ascendant and what is its challenge it faces as a result? Aries is a poor Rashi. Aries is a poor sign because it's the starter of all things. All the riches come in Libra. Yes. So for Aries, it wants to begin new things in order to acquire wealth. It's always speaking about acquiring a lot of wealth. Taurus in the second house. Therefore, the challenge of Aries with Pisces becomes all the gains it has earned, it will tend to lose off that money. Its fear is in losing the money. It has to let go of that fear. Once it lets go of that fear, it can have capacity to generate more new stuff and to earn more money. The drive of Aries is to initiate things, always, in whatever areas of life. So in order for Aries to function properly, it has to initiate new stuff all the time in the area of earning money. But it has to lose the fear of losing all that money from Aquarius to Pisces over there. Right? Now coming to the Taurus, things change slightly. Okay, by the way, Aries, for their bedroom life to be good, they need to put something relating to an ocean, a picture of an ocean, because Pisces stands for the ocean. For their bedroom life to get calm, you need to have a picture of an ocean, a nice little picture or wallpaper or whatever it is. If you improve the pictures and the condition of your bedroom, the 12th house itself is bedroom, we'll see for different ascendants, that becomes very good. So we'll see that, how you keep your bedroom and what to do and not to do in the bedroom. Speaking of Taurus, Taurus has got in the house of gain, in the 11th house, it has 12th house. Taurus wants to gain everything. It wants to accumulate resources, food, wealth, earning capacity. So it is doing everything in its career, like we saw in Aquarius, for the sake of gains, for the sake of gaining things from the wealth. It is measuring everything directly with respect to wealth. And in the house of wealth, they have house of losses. This is why Taurus is constantly worried about the losses. I'm earning so much, but I'm tending to have more expenses, spending capacity, Pisces, than I am earning. This is a focus on Taurus's mind. If there are more planets here, it is asking you to let go of those kinds of worries. That's the challenge Taurus faces. Stop thinking so much about this area of life so that it will improve on its own. And if there are malefics, it's a different story. It will be more difficult to let go because Taurus is a fixed sign. If there are benefics, it's better, always. But in the 12th house, in the bedroom, what do they have? They have Aries, so they tend to be very aggressive in the bedroom. Very passionate, very aggressive, picking fights. More of aggression, more of passion in the bedroom. Taurus is very passionate in the bedroom, in their sex life. They need to calm that. There's a lot of fire in Aries, very unstable energy. So you can put one of those pictures of those horses running by the sea. You know, you get those, like a wallpaper. A bunch of white horses running by the blue seas. That kind of picture they need to have in their bedroom, so that it will calm the fire. Bedroom is not a place for a fire. For the Gemini ascendants, they tend to spend a lot on their career. What are they spending? They are spending their learning, they are spending their speech. Mercury is their skills. All their skills is being spent in the area of their career. All their learning, Aquarius, will be spent in Pisces. Everything earned in Aquarius is being spent in Pisces anyway. But it depends upon the ascendant, because the ascendant drives the energy. Here, being all about communication, it is spending all its communication abilities at work. They feel drained because of this at the end of the workday, Gemini. Because they have spent so much of it. Speaking is a big effort for them. Although they love to speak, especially if Mercury is stuck here in the 7th house, in the sign of Sagittarius, it becomes muted, it becomes silent. So they have energy spending going on at work with respect to communications and their learning. How do they avoid this? Make the bedroom stronger. Okay. Now, Taurus is sitting in the second house. So, have pictures of fruits. You know, you get these colorful fruit baskets. Lots of fruits and food in the bedroom. If you have that, or even waterfalls, that kind of a thing. More of food, really. If you have a fruit basket picture stuck in your bedroom wall, this will help the Pisces. This will give them that subconscious energy to recharge and function better the next day. For the Cancer ascendant, now sign of Pisces has gone to the ninth house. So Cancer ascendant will end up donating a lot of their wealth, a lot of their inheritance into religious institutions. Cancer ascendants tend to speak of spirituality as donations. Donate food, donate water to temples, to spiritual institutions. They talk in terms of donation. The reason being, Pisces is sitting in the ninth house of doing the right thing. This is a house of ethics and morality, fifth and ninth, right? So here they are thinking of donating all the time. What should Cancer ascendant put in their bedroom? They are very talkative in the bedroom. Gemini in the 12th house. They can put the picture of plants. They can have flowering, non-flowering plants, okay? Or non-fruitless plants, like peace lily, like the snake plant. Like, you can have other plants sitting in your bedroom, or pictures of plants. Mercury is a karaka of everything non-fruit-bearing plants. For the Leo ascendant, now Pisces has gone to the house of inheritance. Now Leo ascendant is always concerned whether I'm going to get inherited money. They lose inheritance or inherited property because Pisces is sitting in the 8th house. And whatever money they are going to get from spouse, they'll end up losing it sometime or the other in their life. So this is a big worry for them. The area of inherited money, others' wealth, losing others' wealth, whatever they have gained. Losing the money of the spouse. The spouse loses a lot of money for Leo ascendants because of this arrangement. Now, how can they improve this? Fourth house has Cancer. Have the pictures in your bedroom of flowing water, of rivers. You see these streams of rivers, beautiful streams. Have large pictures of that in your bedroom. Your emotional body will improve. It's very necessary for Leo ascendants to function properly in the world. For Virgo ascendants, now it's come in the house of spouse, Pisces. So they end up spending a lot of their energy, a lot of their wealth for spouse. Virgo ascendants give a lot and they nitpick things about that. I have given you so much money now and then. Where have you spent it? The focus is on that. See, ascendant focus is on the spending of the spouse. Be careful about this. You're doing everything for earning money anyway. How do you improve this? This area for you is to let go. Let the spouse spend whatever she spends. You earn and you give it away. That's your karma. All your gains will go into the spouse. That's your karma. Now in the 12th house, there is Leo sitting. So have pictures of dominant architecture, of temples, of old grand institutions, because Leo stands for grand governmental institutions. You can have those kinds of pictures. You can have the pictures of the sun in your bedroom. It won't make you sleep very well. You are encouraging the fire. But still, it might help with these other issues, issues relating to the Pisces. Whatever pictures you stick in your bedroom, let it be in alignment with whatever nakshatras are there and with the sign, if you want to calm it down, right? You can even take these nakshatras, which I have covered, the signs and the symbols of the nakshatras in the bedroom for a better result. For the Libra ascendant, Pisces has come to the house of daily work. It's a challenge for Libra to do selfless work, because this is begging you to do selfless work. Pisces is sitting in the sixth house of daily work. So all the work for a Libra ascendant, your daily routines should be selfless. Do it, let it go. Especially if Saturn is sitting here, you need to consider doing selfless work without expectation of anything. once you do that, things will start improving in your life. Things will start improving in your bedroom life. Selfless work, because there is Virgo, which is difficult sign of nitpicking and having fights. Libra ascendant to have fights in the bedroom. How to let go of that? Well, put pictures of Mercury related things. Put picture of plants in your bedroom, of forests, of different kind of forests. There are lots of good wallpapers available of forests, of plants, of flowering plants of all kinds. Put plants in your bedroom, by the way, peace lily and that kind of thing. Good plants, you can put it in your bedroom. That will reduce this energy of fighting. For Scorpio ascendants, Pisces has now gone to the house of kids. Let go of your children, let go of your educational things, let go of attachment to this house, attachment to children. Let the divine take care of your kids. For Scorpio ascendants, stop worrying so much about them, especially if there are more planets or points, obviously. What will help in the bedroom life? They are very focused on their partners. Libra is there. So make your bedroom very clean and neat. Libra loves a neat and clean bedroom. And also make it perfumed. Libra is the sign of perfumes. A well-perfumed bedroom will calm your energy down in the bedroom. It will give you a good peaceful sleep. Because 12th house is the house of sleep. For Sagittarius ascendants, now it has moved to the 4th house. Let go of everything related to the masses. Stop focusing so much on the masses. Let go and let God there. Have faith in the divine as a means of taking care of your emotional body. Very important for Sagittarius ascendants to let go of their emotions. Because it is directly in Pisces, the 4th house, the house of emotions, the house of Cancer. How will this help from the bedroom perspective? Scorpio is in the 12th house. The sign of holding grudges. Letting go of grudges is difficult for the Sagittarius ascendant. So placing the sign of a lake, a still body of water, even ocean as a still body of water, not which is moving, okay? Scorpio stands for still waters. So having a nice wallpaper in the bedroom of a lake will calm down the emotional body and recover from the subconscious. These are things which will help, really. For the Capricorn ascendant now, it's gone into the house of skills. Pisces has gone to the house of skills. So they have a very detached sense of skill sets. But they need to cultivate this skill set in order to build their relations with their younger siblings. It has gone to third house. Let go of too much attachment to younger siblings, Capricorn ascendants. That will help. Also, what you put in your bedroom should be more of Sagittarian kind of signs. It should be more of things related to Sagittarius. In this case, Sagittarius will be more about having pictures of religious stuff, religious connotation, having pictures of gurus. If you have a guru, a figure of a guru in the bedroom, that will help the Capricorn ascendants. For the Aquarius, the messy one, because we discussed about Aquarius before, it's a very messy sign. Rahu messes things up. So first of all, keep the bedroom neat and clean. You're all about giving away wealth. You talk about giving away your speech. You tell, your talk is more like, you know, let go of this. Let's not talk about this. Let's talk about something else. Aquarius wants to let go of everything kind of talk. Okay. But this is the house of earning wealth, not of giving away wealth. And how will you earn wealth? We have seen this in Aquarius. So you need to calm this energy down, the chaos of Aquarius. If you want to calm it down, put pictures of gold in your bedroom. Capricorn also stands for gold. Gold coins, pot of gold coins. If you have it in your bedroom, it will reduce the number of losses. Kind of program your unconscious for receiving wealth rather than giving it away all the time. Aquarius is very loose with their money. They keep spending. They're spendthrifts. They run into a lot of debts because of this. Finally, in the Pisces, your whole life, your ascendant is about giving away stuff. Let it be natal Navamsha. It's the theme of life itself is of giving. So what do you put in your bedroom? You can put pictures of electronic gadgets. Whatever electronic gadgets is Aquarius. You can put pictures of yourself, images, different kind of images and photographs in your bedroom. Or even pictures of camera. It will sound odd, I know. But this is where it will reduce the number of losses for you. Because you're working towards everything for the collective. So you tend to gain a lot of collective energy. We saw that in Capricorn, different places. So you can put up Aquarian-like pictures, pictures of electronic gadgets, pictures of cameras, photographs of different kinds in your bedroom in order to reduce that particular energy which is going on. So finally, to wrap this up, Pisces is all about devotion, is all about giving away. It's also about independent thinking, which we did not cover much. But if you want to know where your entrepreneurship capability is, think about the 12th house in Pisces. That will help you gain independence in your thinking process. Because Virgo, you are all dependent. In Pisces, you are all independent, the opposite of it, 6 to 12. The next, we shall start discussing about Bhavad Bhavam. Few principles I want to cover, then we'll jump right into Navamsha. Take care, be safe.